Hi, I'm Molly.
And I'm Jamie, and this is our From the Pasture with Hired Hand podcast. As the owners of Hired Hand website software, we've been developing websites and creating internet marketing strategies for livestock breeders for the past 10 years.
The majority of our customers are involved in the breeding of registered animals, such as Texas Longhorns, Highland cattle, horses, and white-tailed deer, where the pedigrees are very important. The From the Pasture with Hired Hand podcast examines many of the differences in raising pedigreed livestock for maximum profit. Join us and learn what we're covering today.
I'm here with Josh Dinwiddie of Plain Dirt Farms, and today we're going to talk about the Battle on the Prairie Futurity, which is happening April 25th through 27th in Duncan, Oklahoma, the same weekend as the Texoma sale. Thanks for joining us today, Josh.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Well, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about your own breeding program with Plain Dirt Farms, but also kind of your history with running futurities?
Oh, our breeding program is continually better and better, which that's the nature of any registered breed. Things need to get better every single year. It's almost like the definition of regenerative. We're not staying in the same place. We're always doing something better. Utilizing a lot of lines from a lot of folks before us, and we try to keep a lot of dignity and respect in those cattle, and we do that by promoting these futurities and different things, keeping our animals in the spotlight, not necessarily number one, but a lot of the folks that have came before us. And that really was my lead into futurities, was through the Indian Territory Texas Longhorn Association. We started running their futurity a number of years ago. And it was, you know, a lot of older breeders that had been there, done that before us, and they really kind of showed me how to do it. We just decided we would step up and take theirs a notch ahead, and it's always been fulfilling to me. So looking back at older breeders that may not even have cattle anymore, that are still members of these affiliates and organizations that still enjoy the show we put on, that's been so far my experience in the futurity world outside of exhibiting. That kind of got me set up to do what we're doing this year, the Battle on the Prairie Futurity.
And how many years were you involved with the ITTLA's Futurity?
I want to say it was maybe Tulsa last year was the fifth or sixth. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Okay. So tell us a little. Okay. So tell us a little bit about what the Battle on the Prairie Futurity is, and maybe how it's a little bit different from those that have come before it.
The Battle on the Prairie Heifer Futurity is structured, which is unique in the futurity world, as a female only this year. We like to exhibit heifers at that, you know, 3 year and under stage, and we like the definition of futurity to be, what is this young animal going to look like at 5 years old? One thing I stress to our judges is marketability is a category that, you know, we all strive to sell cattle, and we might gripe because we're not selling cattle. Well, the marketable heifer is the better heifer. Are you guessing that heifer is going to be a production cow? And if so, score her appropriately. We also do a class at the Battle on the Prairie, which I believe Kit calls it. This was Kit's idea, the Trailmaker class this year. So it's for cows that are 9 years old and older. So we get to exhibit some of these dames where some of these heifers are winning. Their mothers or grandmothers get to come out. So it kind of gives a shot into the future of what some of these young heifers may look like in the future. And that's unique to this futurity. But what is also unique is that there's only heifers.
That's awesome. I love the idea about the older cows. That'll be really fun to see. So you mentioned the judges. I think on your website, you had actually dubbed them as the jury. Go ahead and tell us a list of who your judges are.
This year for judges, which we went with, you know, being in Duncan, Oklahoma, that Highway 81, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but from the south of America to the north of America, that trail there is, it follows the Chisholm Trail pretty specifically, but still to this day, there's probably more livestock that moves from the south to the north on that road than any other road in the United States of America. Calf production is big, and from South Texas to maybe southern Kansas, the cow-calf operation is giant. From southern Kansas up to Nebraska, we're getting into what I call the feed belt of America, where corn is grown, and you know they have really easy access to feed. So there's a massive migration of calves every single year, spring and fall, that move from the south to the north up what used to be the Chisholm Trail. The difference is now they're in trucks, they're in cattle pots, they're moving from range to feed yards. So we're right along the Chisholm Trail. So we kind of dubbed everything along those kind of western lines, and our panel of judges is referred to as the jury this year. We have Charlene Simpkin, Dan Grove is coming all the way from North Carolina, Guy Cody all the way from way up northeast, Johnny Hicks and Marlene Lake. I think it's a good panel of judges that we've got a lot of experience in that judge panel, and not only experience in the Longhorn breed, futurity experience. You know, they're all seasoned judges. They've shown, exhibited, won, and sat in that judge's chair a number of times.
So you mentioned earlier that marketing is one of the areas you kind of want them to score, focus on. Are you able to share any of the other areas that they'll be judging the animals on?
Well, we normally judge a futurity on, and in my eyes, from me being the judge, and I don't push this on our judges outside of marketability. I try to make sure they don't forget that factor. But what we're looking for in these cattle, at the end of the day, when I judge a heifer, I say, what would I pay for that? So if I would pay $5,000 for that heifer, well, the next one that comes in, would I pay $7,500? Would I pay $2,500? So I'm looking at the top line, the bottom line. Are they clean? Does the exhibitor take care of them? Did they get them ready for the show? Are they fit to be here? Are they over-conditioned to be here? Color, horn direction, conformation. How do they act in the ring? We're looking at a lot of things, and I like to let a judge, instead of telling them exactly what to look for, what I tell them is how I judge, and we don't have new judges this year, but when we have a new judge, I will use that analogy. Start at $5,000 or $2,500. What would I pay for this animal? And let's score each animal individually. Don't try to place that one first and that one second and that one third. As each animal comes in, that's a clean slate. I really try to stress that each animal has their own individual score. You're not placing these animals.
And like some of the futurities, do you throw out like the high and low score? Are you taking the average, or how are you weighing the different scoring?
This futurity will be standard, five judges. The high score and the low score will be thrown out. And it's a point-based system.
So are you able to tell us a little bit about the prizes that the class winners will receive?
Yeah, this year we've got, I think, a really good prize package lined up. This futurity being new, we've decided we're paying 70%. So at a minimum, class winners will get a 70% payout check. They'll also receive pistols that we got from Austin Rohr, Superior Firearms. We've got some really neat old Western revolvers, some .44 calibers, some really nice Western looking pistols that really fit the genre of futurity that we're after here, which will be a really memorable thing to have as well. We will tally the points, and at this point, which anybody could step up and sponsor more at any moment in time, but at this point we have $5,000 for High Point Heifer, which I feel is very important to make sure that we give as much as we can possibly give, because it costs a lot of money, and we realize that it costs a lot of money to hit the futurity circuit with the hotels and the food and the entry fee and the hauling and the health papers. So right now, High Point is $5,000, class payout is 70%, and a pistol.
And the High Point heifer, that's just what it sounds like. It's the overall top scoring heifer in the whole for charity, correct?
Correct. She could be a class one heifer or a class 10 heifer, whoever has the highest accumulated points.
And so if there happens to be a tie, are you thinking you'll just put those pistols to work and have like an old fashioned showdown or shootout, or how are you going to handle that?
We're going to eat one of them. Whichever one looks more tasty, the heifer that gets ate and the heifer that doesn't get eaten. It'll be like a premium sale. We'll pay $5,000, but we get to eat her.
There you go. Well, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the schedule for the weekend? I don't think we've gone over that yet.
We've got a really, I call it busy for a futurity, but I realize and I look around me in my experience at going to futurities and running them, especially with kids like having Sawyer and Kid, I'm always looking for something for them to do, a zoo, a park, or something during the deal. So we really packed the weekend. Friday, we have starting at noon to 6 during the futurity. We've got a wine tasting provided by the Cotton Blossom Winery, which is just north of Duncan, Oklahoma. 2 to 3 o'clock, we're having a reproductive clinic with Dr. Justin Sabio, EJS Reproductive Services. Sawyer Spotlight's going to follow the last class of the futurity. A lot of people like to sit and watch that, and we can touch on that in a little while. And then from 5 to 8, we've got a social hour with hors d'oeuvres, and it's kind of hors d'oeuvres that qualify as a meal, if you ask me. And during this, we've got Kokendorfer Brewery coming to do a beer tasting sampling. They'll have beer for sale as well, which they're, again, they're a local brewery. We like to support local business when we go to whatever town we go to. Saturday morning, we've got a field veterinary medicine clinic with a highly respected vet, Dr. Nightingale. He's going to give a clinic on very simple things that, you know, we're not going to delve too far into how to do a C-section on a cow in the field. Very simple things that a lot of people really need to know. Vaccination schedules, what to look for in feet, what to look for with pink eye, early stage pneumonia, things we can prevent in the field. We've got a Bloody Mary bar sponsored by Chris Hesse that'll open that morning. It'll be Bloody Marys with breakfast / brunch. The awards banquet will follow that clinic. We'll have brunch, Bloody Marys, and the awards, and then we're going to try to flow right into the sale. So from Friday at 9 in the morning until Saturday after the sale, there should be no lulls and looking for something to do. Something I forgot to mention Friday morning, starting at 8, Ryan and Devin Culpepper with The Source are putting on the Next Gen Youth Events, which I might be wrong in this, but there's a speech, graphic design. There's several contests for youth, and we do a lot of that to promote youth involvement in the breed, and that'll be there on site too. And if anybody wants to sign up a little late for that, Devin Culpepper is a contact for that at The Source.
Mm-hmm. I also noticed you have that kind of outlined on your website as well under the tab for the futurity. So I believe folks could go there as well to learn more.
Yep.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Sawyer Spotlight that you mentioned. I feel like that's something that is, again, unique to your futurity and definitely needs highlighted. So tell us about that.
We started the Sawyer Spotlight some years ago, and I don't know, Sawyer might have been two or three. I don't know. She was young. But I noticed there was, and there again, this is why I keep the flow of a futurity running with several things to do during the day. The kids mean the most to me because, number one, they're the future of what's going on. But for the here and now, what are those kids doing during that futurity could be getting in trouble. Who knows? You know, they're running everywhere. It's important to me to build some confidence in some of these children. When you talk to them, they may look at the ground, they may look away, they may not have that level of confidence in them. So we offer the Sawyer Spotlight to let them and an adult be in the ring after the futurity. We have the judges stay in place and the announcers stay in place, and we'll bring that child in one at a time and have Dan or Chase or whoever the announcer is have a conversation with them. They'll be in front of the judges. They'll be in front of people. It simply builds confidence of giving them 3 to 5 minutes in the ring in front of judges, in front of people, conversing with an announcer, telling us maybe a little bit about the heifer they have standing there or about their mom and dad's program or how they do in school. Some simple form of engagement with that child to get some confidence put into them. And then every kid this year is going to receive a buckle. Those buckles are sponsored by The Source, which they've sponsored the buckles for us for the Sawyer Spotlight probably 3 or 4 years in a row now. They're really good to help with the kids. And we like to do all that we can do to make sure the kids have something to do that's productive, something that they'll enjoy. And then at the end of the day, they'll take a small piece of confidence and a buckle home.
That's awesome. Very cool. So one of the things you mentioned earlier in the podcast with the sale being this weekend, it might be a little tough, but we'll still put it out there. Tell us a little bit about your sponsorship levels. And if someone didn't know about the futurity and wants to bring their family to town and jump in on a sponsorship this weekend, kind of what those levels look like and what those opportunities are.
So we've named our sponsorships after the four most popular trails that came up the Chisholm Trail. The top sponsorship is the Goodnight Loving Trail, which I'm sure everybody's seen Lonesome Dove. Goodnight and Loving were kind of what that movie was based about. But for our meal Friday and our banquet Saturday morning, we offer a reserved banquet table, which we've kind of got this set up pretty classy, I think, with, you know, round tables, tablecloths. It's going to be a pretty nice event. So you'll have a table where you sit the whole weekend. You're not fighting for a chair in the bleachers. Full page catalog ad. We're going to have your ranch name on the marquee, your banner displayed in the show ring or thereabouts. We have something unique for that sponsorship. We call it a fast pass. But when you want to leave Sunday and you're at the end of the line, if you're have bought the sponsorship, you don't need to go put your truck in line. You just need to tell Donnie or me, I'm ready to go. And we put you right to the front of the line to load out before anybody.
I feel like that makes it worth it right there.
I know. I don't know how many nice people have even yelled at me for cutting in front of them. social media promotion and the Banquet Breeder Spotlight, which means we'll kind of spotlight you and your program and what you're doing during the banquet. The next one is the Western Trail. It's a $1,000 sponsorship. Comes with a banquet table, a full-page catalog ad, one futurity entry, banner displayed in the show ring, a class sponsorship. And we're doing, we call it outhouse advertisements. So your ad displayed at the urinals or for the ladies' room, the stalls, I guess you would call them. Sound like a bunch of horses going to the bathroom in there.
So now here's an important question. Not to interrupt you on that one, yes, but ma'am. Do you remember when Rick and Tracy Frederick used to have their sale at their ranch every year? Did you ever happen to go to that one?
I never made it to that sale.
Oh, okay. Well, the best thing about that sale was Tracy did the women's porta potties were about 4 times the size of the guys. They were decorated to a T. It was awesome. So I feel like you're kind of following in that path of capitalizing on the outhouse advertising there.
I feel like we pay for the space. So every bit of square footage, we can use it. We're paying for it. So
there you go.
Wherever our sponsors would like to put their advertisements and banners, we welcome it. But I thought the outhouse advertisements would be really neat because everyone has to go to the bathroom at some point. I mean, I know some people I really respect, and when they come visit, it's like they're supernatural. It's like they'll be here 6 hours, and what I'll tell Kit when they leave is they never use the bathroom. You know, some supernatural people may never use the bathroom, but most people have to use it. The next one we have is a Chisholm Trail sponsorship. It's a half-page ad in the catalog, banner displayed in the show ring, a class sponsorship. And then for that sponsorship, which we like to promote this, and I think they're going to have a table set up at the Futurity. In Duncan, Oklahoma, is the Chisholm Trail Museum and Heritage Center, which that is probably one of the best Western Heritage Museums I've ever seen or been to. Interactive theater with a Longhorn cattle drive. It's really neat. So we're giving away 4 passes to the Chisholm Trail Museum with that sponsorship. So there again, during the day, you need something to do. It's right down the road, and it's something for that every Longhorn breeder, I think, should go see and do. The next one is the Shawnee Trail. The smallest sponsorship package is a quarter page ad in the catalog, banner displayed in the show ring, and 1 class sponsorship along with social media promotion.
And folks can just contact you if they want to do a sponsorship yet this year, or maybe put it on kind of their budget for next year.
Yep, definitely. We appreciate any and all levels of sponsorship.
Perfect. Well, I feel like we've covered a lot of ground. Is there anything related to the Futurity that we haven't gone over yet that you want listeners to know before the weekend?
So we have a few select sponsors that I've invited to showcase some animals. And I try to use the real estate that we're paying for anyways, and I try to use it to a breeder's advantage. I believe firmly that, any level of sponsorship, I encourage people to call me if they have an idea that they think would promote them better. Because that money, at the end of the day, this is a business, and that money needs to be directed into making more money. So the few select people that I've invited to do this as a spotlight animal type deal is, number one, it's help for the breeder. It's help for the animal. Their money's being marketed in a direction that's going to generate more revenue for them. We've invited a few animals to be at the Futurity and be on display. The first one is Texaco. Andrea Siller owns the bull Texaco. I solicited her. I called her and said, hey, this is a really, really nice animal. I'm not seeing him in the limelight a whole bunch. Here's an opportunity. And I think it'll be good for her and good for Texaco for people to be able to see him. The next animal is Savannah Smith. She took over Tyson Leonard's place. And I don't know if you have to have noticed them. They're being pretty active, but her and Mark, they're working their tails off, really building up the Leonard New River Ranch herd and going great places mm-hmm. with it. They're going to bring a bull named Timeline. And it's good to get, they're all the way out east. The point with that mm-hmm. is to get some of their stuff showcased in a different geographic, and this is a good place mm-hmm. for them to showcase that animal. There's another one, the Brittany and Josh G3 are bringing.
Not to interrupt you, Josh, sorry, but if folks are driving down the road listening to this podcast and want to learn more about Savannah and her program, we actually released a podcast with her, I believe, back in January. It would be one of the first episodes of this year, and she shared just a lot of information about her history with Mr. Leonard, but where she's taken the program, now that it's hers and everything. So I would really encourage folks to go give that a listen too, so they have a little background before they come to view her bull.
Yeah, they're really working hard and working in the right direction. And I really feel like this is a good opportunity for them. There again, my heart is in it for the finances, to make sure that we're not just spending money to spend it. We need to direct that money. The next animal we have is the Gentries are bringing a bull named M7 Irish Luck, a young black and white bull. They're just beginning the promotion on this bull. He's young, but it's a good opportunity for people to get to see him in public. The Knowles are bringing MN Raptor, now as Hickory Creek Longhorns. That's a son of Remy that is just absolutely blowing the horn out, and it's going to be good to get to see him in the public eye. Another girl, Morgan Dixon. She's a young girl up in Mulvane, Kansas, that's made some really good decisions, and it's good to support, especially young women. Not that we need to support any particular demographic, but it's always neat to see a young lady trying hard and making good decisions. She has a concealed weapons son named MRL Conceal My Thrill. He won a couple futurities. He won at the Horn Showcase. He's growing wonderful. He's putting on the horn, doing everything he needs to do. And it's time for Morgan to get this young bull out and let the world see him as much as she can before he's a 3 or 4 year old and committed to a herd of cows constantly. And he doesn't leave a ranch anymore. We have a couple outside pens that we're going to have in our unload area. And now these are some animals that everybody has seen. They're not what I classify as under-promoted animals. I'm sure we all saw Colluder at Legacy. He'll be there in the unload area. And then Colin Wyatt and Benny Brugman, Diamond B Longhorns, are bringing Silent Iron to be on display. And then the kind of the jewel of the show, and I don't mean to offend any other animal, in my opinion, Chris Hesse is bringing Horseshoe J Journey. And we've got something really special planned for those Horseshoe J genetics. Being that we lost Concealed Weapon this year, we've got something really special planned to commemorate him and promote the lines of where he came from. You'll have to wait and see, because it's going to be a pretty neat deal. And we'll have Horseshoe J Journey right there in the ring in front of God and everybody to promote him too. So, these sponsorships in and of themselves, I really feel like not only are we doing a good job raising money, without sponsors, futurities don't happen. But I think we're doing a good job in being a good steward of our sponsors' money. We're directing their money in directions that people are going to see. Chris Hesse's going to buy him a Bloody Mary. Wayne Manning's going to buy him a meal. These are directions and things that people will take home and see, not just you gave me $2,500 and thank you, see you later. We try to really take care of our sponsors and make sure that they're properly promoted.
That sounds like a great incentive, but also a really great lineup of cattle that you might not normally get to see in person that are going to be there. So that's awesome. Well, before we sign off here, is there anything else you want to share with folks about the futurity, or maybe give us one more reminder of the dates for this weekend and the location and all of that?
So this, just another reminder, this is the first of many Battle on the Prairie Heifer futurities, April 26th, April 27th at Duncan, Oklahoma. Good lodging, good company. We've got plenty of vendors. We have some pointed vendors that are going to be there, people that make cattle ear tags, things out of leather, things out of metal, clothing. We've got about 10 pretty good vendors that'll be there. There'll be food truck on site, everything you need for that weekend, other than the pillow that you're going to go lay your head on, which we block those rooms for you as well, is going to be right at that building. There should be not many reasons for you to leave the building. We plan on entertainment, fun, and a good time. And then at the end of the day, we plan on a pretty good payout for those exhibitors that have spent so much to come and support us. We truly appreciate them, and we want to make sure that money and marketing is paid back properly. April 26th and 7th in Duncan, Oklahoma, in conjunction with the Texoma Spring Classic.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this busy week, and we will see you soon. Hired Hand will be there, and we're excited.
Love what you're hearing? Be sure to check out our Pickup Truck Confessions. It's a video series where we hop in the truck or rental car and interview a variety of breeders about what drives their passion for their livestock, how they got started in the breed of their choice, marketing tips, and more. And now, back to the podcast.
Hey, Dale, thanks for taking a few seconds out of your day to talk about the 2024 Texoma Spring Classic.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me, Jamie.
Of course. So for those people that may not know you, can you give yourself a little introduction?
I'm Dale Hunt from Ardmore, Oklahoma. I've been breeding Longhorn cows since 1988. I did the pedigree reading for the auctioneers over the last 20 years. Jennifer and I run about 100 head of cows. They're on the east side of Ardmore, Oklahoma, and we've been part of the Texoma sale for the last 6 years.
Nice. And for those also that may hear some people saying BAM, I think that's kind of, I guess you could say, your tagline when you were reading pedigrees.
But I told Chase I'd share it with him.
All right. Okay. So let's jump into the sale.
Okay.
Can you give us a history of the sale?
The sale was started by Bob Loomis, Larry Stewart, and Buck Adams. It used to be called the Red River Sale. And Larry Stewart sold out, and Buck and Sharon Adams kind of cut way back. And Bob reached out and asked if I was interested in becoming a partner. And I was thrilled to death that he did. And so Bob and I have been, we changed the name from Red River to the Texoma Spring Classic. And that's what it's been called for the last 6 years. And we moved it from from Memorial Day weekend up earlier in the year to get a little bit ahead of things. And it's been a real successful sale so far.
So when you sit down every year to start planning for the next year, what are some of the things that you talk about or some of the goals that you have for the sale every year?
Well, we want everybody to have fun because most of these buyers and sellers are hardworking business people, and they have cows on the side and they're serious about their cows. But the sales and the futurities can be a big part in enjoyment in life. So we want it to be in a fun spot where it's kind of convenient for everybody. And hopefully our cattle do real well and everybody has a great time.
I'm sure everyone will. You usually put on a really good sale.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about last year's sale before we get into this year's sale.
Okay, so last year we did something different. We went to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we had it at the Tulsa Stockyards, which was like a half a mile away from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. And we wanted to incorporate that. And so everybody stayed at the casino, and I think they just had a ball. But the stockyards was not covered, so all the cattle were outside. And luck have it, we received a bunch of rain that week, so you had to slosh in mud to get out to see the cattle. And that part of it was not good, but everybody loved the casino. And so that's where we were at last year, and we ended up with a real strong average, Jamie.
You did. You had a great sale last year. You want me to go down the top five sellers from last year?
Yeah. Let's remind everybody what our top five were.
Okay. So we'll start with number five.
Okay.
The fifth top seller was H.L. Bawana Berry, who sold for $8,500.
Yes. Yeah. That was a Bawana daughter.
And then the fourth highest seller was B.L. Wiggles. Mm-hmm. She sold for $12,500. The third high seller was S.H. Second Wind, who sold for $17,000.
Yeah.
The next one was Sweeten the Odds, DSM, who sold for $27,000.
Yep, I think that was a 50-50 daughter.
And then the top seller last year was BCR Winona, 614, and she sold for $36,000.
36 grand right there. I think that was another 50-50 daughter. Big horn females, and they did well at the Texoma sale.
Yeah, they did. So what is that? Four cash cows from last year? Almost five.
Almost five right there from the Texoma sale.
Yeah, it's a good sale.
And we do something just a little different, Jamie, and we've received a lot of feedback. It's our rule that a cow cannot be entered in the sale if she's at least 30 months old. She has to be bred or have a calf at side or both. And we did that to prevent cows getting traded around that might be bad breeders or might have a problem or something. So we want everybody to know they can come to the sale and not worry about the cows that they're buying, that they're going to all be productive cows and they've been vet checked and they've got no problems.
Nice. I'm sure that gives people a peace of mind to know all that.
Yeah. You can bid with security and confidence that way.
Okay, let's jump into this year's sale. Can you give us the sale date and location?
You bet. So the sale is going to be April 27th. Now, we've moved it to Duncan, Oklahoma this year, which Duncan just has a fantastic facility. It's all covered and it's all air conditioned and state of the art equipment. But Duncan's kind of a small town, so we don't have any jumbo Hard Rock Casino and things. So we stepped up and we've got some pretty strong entertainment for Friday and Saturday.
Okay. Can you give us a schedule of events?
Cattle can start coming in on Thursday at noon and cattle can arrive all afternoon on Thursday. The sale is in conjunction with Josh Dinwiddie's Futurity, which they ended up with, I think, 200 females in the Futurity. It's going to be a fabulous Futurity. So the Futurity will be going on all day Friday. Sale cattle can arrive on Friday also. And the Futurity is all day Friday. Friday evening, we're having a brewery coming. We're having a wine tasting coming from one of the wineries that's not too far away. We've got Randy Murray is sponsoring some outstanding entertainment that's coming in. Then Saturday at 1 o'clock will be the sale. So that'll give Saturday morning. There's a veterinarian coming on, you know, animals, some animal husbandry recommendations. We're going to have a clinic on IVF and embryo AI work. There's going to be feet trimming available if you've got some futurity heifers that's been on feed and they need a little work done on their feet or something. We can make that happen. Then the sale will be at 1 o'clock, and I think a lot of people will stay Saturday evening as well and have some fellowship and talk stories after the sale.
That's one heck of a weekend you got planned. Lots of activities going on.
You better believe it. Hired Hand's going to be there live. Hired Hand's setting up a big screen TV, and we're going to have the sale where you can see the bids on the TV as well as hear the auctioneer. And are you going to run Hired Hand, Jamie?
Yeah, it'll be me there.
All right. Jamie's going to be there from Hired Hand. So if you got to stay at home, you can bid on Hired Hand live.
So if somebody has any sale day contacts, are you the go-to or should we direct them to somebody else?
If they have any what now?
Any questions the day of the sale?
Sure. They can call myself, Bob Loomis, or Michael Beck. Because Michael Beck has joined us last year, Jamie, Michael and Brandy. So the three partners are Bob and Pam Loomis, Jennifer and myself, and Brandy and Michael Beck are the three hosts that put on the sale.
Very nice. And who are you having for the auctioneer and pedigree reader this year?
Okay, Colonel Bruce McCarty is the auctioneer, and Chase Fasute is doing pedigrees.
What about the cattle handling in the back?
Donnie Taylor and his crew will be handling the cattle in the back.
So for those people that have any questions about or if they have to arrive late, you know, by accident or whatever, they can contact Donnie.
Yeah, Donnie's phone number's in the catalog, everyone. And if you've got a cattle issue or a time issue, just go directly to Donnie because he can fix you up.
Are there any haulers available that we should make online people aware of?
That's a good idea, Jamie. We've got, I know Wes Clark is hauling. Vincent is hauling. And Ron Bailey is not going to be hauling. Ron's not been feeling well. And Dino is going to be hauling. All these haulers are listed on the inside cover of the sale catalog, along with directions how to get to the sale. So if you need some help getting your cattle home, or if you're buying, getting them to the sale, or if you're buying online, you can reach out to one of the haulers there.
And like always, I'll be sure to message out the haulers' contact information during the sale so people will have that at the ready when they're bidding on Saturday.
Super, super. We've had, I think, Jamie, we had a couple of Kevin Asbell's going to have a sub. So Kevin will be getting you some information. So everyone, you want to kind of keep peeking at Hired Hand. Kevin's going to be subbing one of his, and Missy Now is going to be subbing one of hers.
Okay. So while we're talking about that, are those the only updates that you have, or are there any scratches as well?
That's the only updates I know of at this time.
Okay. And I believe that we got Missy's, the one scratch that she had for Cow Patty. I mean, she subbed Cow Patty, and I think we already have that up online.
Okay, good. Because we, and she did pretty cool things. She put a daughter of Cow Patty in there.
I saw that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we'll watch for Asbel's sub as well, and then we'll get that up there.
Very good.
So are there any lots, any standout lots, or any maybe sleepers that you know that are in the sale that other people may not?
Well, I think if they look through there, they're going to be impressed with the caliber of cattle. And gang, at this time, I want to say, it's, if you've never been involved in putting on a sale, it's a lot of work, but there's some also thing that's really hard. We received 110 entries. 110 entries were sent in, Jamie, and they were all good, but we wanted to take 75 head. Well, we ended up taking, I think, 78 head. And then there's two lots of semen. I think that's what we ended up with. But anyway, y'all, when Bob and Mike and myself sit down and we go through that, that was hard. Jamie, that's hard to look through there knowing, okay, 35 of these have got to be sent back. Those are things that when you put on a sale that you don't look forward to. But we trimmed them down, and there is a ton of highlights. But Mac and Andrea Sellers are bringing a 90-inch cow. Bob and Pam Loomis have got an awesome 90-inch cow in there. Diamond B's got a real young 90-inch cow in there. And the first, around the first 30-some lots, Jamie, are all the heifers. Oh, there is just flat-horned heifer after flat-horned heifer. Savannah Smith from that purchased New Age, or purchased Leonard New Farm, Ranch Farms. She's bringing a black and white one that'll just knock your socks off. Randy Murray's got one of his super, super twist lines that he's bringing in. It's from the beginning of the sale to the end, you're going to be impressed with what you see come in the ring.
So with those, do you want to take a stab at the top five viewed, or you want me to tell you who they are?
Yeah, tell us who the top five views are so far.
Okay, so the first one is LL Lily. She's from M7 Longhorns.
Okay.
And I'll let you, if you want to go back to your pedigree reading days and add a little bit about each one of these animals, you're welcome to.
You know what lot Lily is?
Oh, no, I don't. Give me just a second.
I think that's out. That black and white that Wayne and Joanna Manning consigned. And she is something special now. She is super, super nice.
She's lot 33.
She's a daughter of J.H. Rural Safari Sons. So that was the second 90-inch black bull ever in the industry. She's a direct daughter of him. She goes back to Julio's Thunder and Tara Graves on the top. And then she's Jamocha. Jamocha is the mother of Jamaicanism. That's what she is on the bottom. And she's bred to Cactus Jack. Cactus Jack's the bull that won the trailer at the Legends last year. So what a package that Wayne and Joanne's bringing.
All right, so let's move on to number two. Most viewed is the lot number two, concealed weapon.
Okay, that's semen. So yep. We've all seen what concealed weapon can do. He's got a 100-inch mother. His progeny just keeps carrying on and doing often. Well, you can't, there's concealed weapon's dead and gone. So what little semen is out there is all there is. So here's a chance to get some semen on concealed weapon.
Okay, so coming in at number three is Rio Lazaw EOT. That is from DC Cattle.
Okay, so the Lazaw family was Mike and Debbie Bowman's very best producing cow ever. When we were hardly ever getting any cows into the 70s, I think almost every daughter that Lazaw had was getting into the 70s and the 80s, and Mike and Debbie were breeding her to different bulls every year. So there's some of those magic genetics that come along very rarely. And here's a cow that, with you put modern bulls on that cow and no telling what you're going to get.
The fourth most viewed is Just Hummin BCB, consigned by Holy Cow Longhorns, Michael and Brandy.
Okay, I think, is that one of the heifers?
Yep, a lot 36.
Yeah. I think that's a real fancy heifer that, let me look here, that Mike and Brandy. That's a Justify daughter. that goes back to working man checks and the ring-a-dinger cow that's one of the Bowlin solid families. So Mike and Brandy have got, and she's, I think she's in the 80, she's an 80 some inch horn female, real flat horn female, but you've got Justify on the top, working man checks, and the great ring-a-dinger cow.
And rounding out the top five is PCC Dark Ace, who is lot 74 from Pace Cattle Company.
All right. 74. I think that's going to be the Grula. Is that the Grula heifer? Yes, that's the Grula heifer. Now, the reason this heifer's in the backs, the Pace has decided to do a substitute. So normally that heifer would be in the front, but that's why she's in the back. But there's you, a daughter of the huge horn, the Grula bull, the Dark Knight bull, and Delta Lucky Ace, and the Just Acted cow on the bottom side. But if you look in the expanded ad, look at all the horn in the pedigree of that little heifer. And the Grula is probably one of the most sought after colors that there is in the breed right now. So that's going to be a special heifer that somebody's going to get to take home.
Well, should we shift gears and talk about the people who are bringing these animals, the consigners?
You bet.
It looks like you have a pretty hefty list of consigners this year.
I think we have about 36 different consigners. So, I mean, you're going to have cattle coming from all over the United States. You're going to have buyers coming from all over the United States. You know, you've got the Sillers coming from the West Coast, and you've got Guy and Charlotte will be there. They've never missed a Texoma sale, and they come all the way from Massachusetts. Isn't that awesome?
That's a trip.
Randy Murray's coming up from the South. You've got LaPointe Longhorns will be there from up in Michigan. So we've got North, South, East, and West. We've got consigners and sellers and buyers coming from all different directions.
So now let's talk about the sponsors, because we know it's really important to have those sponsors at every sale to help make everything work. Let's talk about them.
Absolutely. And Jamie, that's it's like you said, it's we couldn't do the sale and have it done as nice and turn out a catalog like we turn out and have it in a facility the way we have it without our sponsors. And let's start with Austin and Savannah. Austin and Savannah have graciously sponsored the bar. So all during the sale on Saturday, it's going to be open bar, and that's going to be courtesy of Austin and Savannah with their generosity. Then on their sale sponsors, we've got Tom and Amy Buxton. What a fun couple. They come to the sale. They're always smiling, always full of energy. And man, are they putting together a set of Longhorn calves. You've got veteran breeders, Bill and Suzanne Torkelson. Some of the top breeders in the industry right there. And Doc and Suzanne have brought, I think they've got two or three head in the sale. They're bringing some outstanding consignments. The Glendennings, Rex and Cherise Glendenning are sponsors. They brought us two top of the line females, and their sale, their Fiesta sale, is going to be off the charts. It's the weekend after Texoma in Salina, Texas. That's just north of Dallas. If you live a long ways away, but that's going to be a sale for sure worth going. Leonard New Age Ranch, Savannah Smith. Savannah purchased the ranch. They're coming up. She's brought two outstanding lots. And then, of course, Mac and Andrea Sellers. You got to love Mac and Andrea. They're the set of cattle they're putting together and always in such a good mood and so fun to be around. So those are our five sponsors of the sale. And then we've got Austin and Savannah taking care of the bar.
Very nice. And I believe at your sale, you usually give out some sort of awards.
We did. And you know, that's something you think, well, you don't want to give somebody something just to hang on the wall because that'll probably never get used or whatever. So we've done some different things. So this year, I thought, let's give something that the winner can actually use. So I ordered two top of the line custom made pocket knives from the Buck factory itself. So if you go in there and look around, you can, when you build this knife, you can upgrade the steel three times. So I had Buck put their very best steel. Then on the handles, it's real elk antlers, not no plastic thing. No, these are real elk antlers cut and made to fit to your pocket knife from buck. Top of the line steel, all buffed down where it opens and closes real smooth. Comes in a case that's made in America, and they give us a lifetime warranty on each knife. So that one's going to go to the volume buyer, and one's going to go to the buyer of the high selling lot.
Nice.
Yeah, so that'll be fun.
They should appreciate those knives. It's something different.
And they'll use it.
And they'll use it.
Yeah.
Or they can use it, right?
They can use it. They better use it.
Well, is there anything that we didn't touch base on that you want to make sure you let people know about?
Gang, we're going to have a good sale. Come and see us. It's going to be worth the trip to come. Most people are staying in the Fairfield Inn or the Holiday Inn Express there in Duncan. Come in Thursday for Charity Friday, wine tasting, brewery, and entertainment Friday night. So we're going to have fun, but we're going to stay out there with the cattle. Saturday, you've got some educational ventures in the morning. You got the sale at 1 o'clock. We've got food available all during the sale there. We've got a food truck going to be there. So let's come, let's have fun, and let's buy and sell some Longhorn cows.
All right. And hopefully we can all see Disco Dale on Friday night.
Hey, he'll be there.
Perfect.
I'll see you there, Jamie.
That's for sure. All right, Dale. Well, thanks for taking some time out of your day to talk to us. We'll see you here soon.
Okay. Safe travels.
Thanks. You too.